joined by Kay's first team coach Mark Hams after this afternoon's 3-0 win over Whiteleaf. Mark, is that up there with one of the best 45 minutes, the second half performance?
Certainly not the first half, yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I think the second half at Sittingbourne, in my opinion, was probably the best 45 minutes we've had since we got the job. Probably taking away the first half against Fulham. But obviously the result from that game doesn't reflect anything. I was a big fan of the first half against Sittingbourne, but the second half against Sittingbourne, but that second half today probably isn't far behind.
We seem to be creating chances at will in the second half. It almost went from the sublime to the ridiculous. Tommy Williams nearly scored with a diving header. What's that all about?
Oh, I wish he'd just stay back and do what he's told. Frustrating though, mate. I mean, it's as happy as we are at only conceding one goal after three games and having scored nine now, am I right? Nine. We're still cursing and effing and blinding at missing chances, and at this stage it's not so important. It doesn't really matter that much, without wishing to sound like it doesn't matter at all. But there may just come a time down the line where we've got to take those chances, because they may just be few and far between in a game, and you just got to take them.
I made a note at half time to ask you something. I'm not sure if it's a bit harsh on reflection, but do you think Tony Baddew is living up to his Football League reputation three games in?
Tony's as honest as the day is long, and he knows at the moment that he's not, and I'd have to agree with him. But it's a big transition for the lad. I mean, I know plenty of people that have come out of the pro game and I don't like using the word dropped into the the non-league game, and it's a big transition. You're learning to work with different people at different times, and don't forget he was doing it day in, day out. So it's a tough time for Tom, but let's not sit here and make out that he's having a complete nightmare, because he's set up two unbelievable crosses there, one for like you say Tommy and one for Bobby. Great saves from the keeper, and he's notched himself a goal by bothering to get involved in a blindside run, a ghost running behind the back four. So I wouldn't dare sit here and say he's having an absolute nightmare, but he knows he's got work to do, as everybody else has.
Bobby Traynor's on fire at the moment. Another cracking goal today. What an asset he is to the team.
Yeah, I thought we should have had another one as well. The one that he hit against the post, and Julian was offside, wasn't he? But I think that should have gone straight in, and therefore it wouldn't have been offside. But exactly right, old. I mean, he went for a period last year, didn't he? And we were probably a bit harsh on him. We've agreed that as a management team, that we gave him a lot of stick last season when he went through that dry period and not scoring goals. He was actually playing quite poor. But on reflection, he was carrying a lot of injuries last season, quite a bad one at that particular time as well, and we were quite harsh on him. I mean, if he gets them chances, he just doesn't miss them, does he? And you're right, it's a great weapon to have.
What about John Neal, his strike partner today? He didn't score, but he's had to wait for his chance in the first team. I thought he did well today.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of stick from the boys, because Bobby gets called son of Dowson, and John Neal gets called son of Hams, and sometimes if John was made of chocolate, I'd eat him, because without actually scoring goals, I think he's the complete striker. For those that were at Dunstan pre-season, he was unbelievable, and even their management team were singing his praises non-stop. But not so great today, and got work to do. But without actually scoring goals, I'm a big fan of John's, I've got to be honest.
Jason Turley replaced John Serge. Is that likely to be a permanent switch, do you think, once Turley's fully fit?
I think you may find two completely different players in there Monday. Maybe Serge or maybe Tommy Williams not even playing in there themselves. You just don't know. It's nice options for us to have at the moment. Don't forget, we've got Simon Uckles come back in the fold. John Cogan do a job in at centre midfield. So great options for us to have, bearing in mind the amount of games we've got coming up. I know we're no different to anybody else, but if we've got a decent sized squad, let's make the most of it. Today we've got a game, Monday we've got a game, FA Cup Saturday, a possible replay should it happen during the following week. Then we play Sunday, Tuesday, Burgess Hill, Walton and Hersham. So a hell of a lot of games to come up, and that's without including the training sessions. So no is the quick answer to that, but watch this space.
That's been a great start, but it's the same start as last year, three wins from the first three, so presumably no one's getting too carried away.
Exactly right, and I mean, people are saying to me, will you cheer up a bit? Look at you, you're top of the league, you've scored nine and only conceded one. Having learnt from last year and from the rest of your football career, there's no point in getting too excited at the moment. And to say that it's a good start at the moment, for me, it's not even a start. Three games, I don't think you can call that a start. A start, for me, is 10 games, 15 games. Then you can look at it and you think, well, we might have a chance here. But no, I'm not going to get too excited because it was a massive kick in the Ghoulies last season when we got off to an absolutely unbelievable start. All right, we went out at the two cups and we got hiding over at Tooting on the bank holiday Monday. So there is a slight improvement this season, but I will not get too excited at this stage.